I know we say this every month, every year, every week, whatever, but like for real, how is tomorrow May? Like that's crazy to me. Like that is like yesterday it was January 2023 and now it's May 2023. Like what the heck? Like I don't know. Like it just feels like whatever has happened since, like, whatever happened in January seems like it happened like a week ago, much less 5 months ago. You know? Like, it just doesn't seem like time has passed that much, you know? So, I don't know. It's just weird to me that it is May, but while we're waiting for a few people to pop in, I actually have a lot going on in May, a lot of offerings, both online and in person in Chicago, if you are in person. So, if you are in the Chicagoland area, so on, let's start with May 5th. That is the day of the Scorpio eclipse, Friday. We'll be talking about the eclipse today in Witch Church. May 5th, I will be at Satnam Yoga Studio in West Loop giving readings. Okay, so that will be in person. Stop by on that Friday evening. It's gonna be fun. There's other healers there besides me. It's kind of like an open house healing circle. Okay, then Monday, May 8th, that's the Cancer Rising Meetup. So if you're Cancer Rising and you haven't joined Cancer Rising Meetup, come on in. It's such a great little group. You'll really like it. If you aren't a Cancer Rising, but you would like to join in on a different rising sign group, don't hesitate to get an Ascendant Assemblies membership for as little as I think $8, $7 a month. So that is in the link in my bio. So if you want to come to Cancer Rising Meetup, that is Monday, May 8th. Then we have May 23rd. Dun, dun, dun. That's the big date. Tuesday night, May 23rd. That's when my tarot class starts. Okay, so don't hesitate to sign up. This class just might change your life. I'm not kidding. I do have bragging rights over this class because it is my tarot class, but legitimately, people have said very good things about this class, and I didn't pay them to say it. In fact, they paid me to take the class. So you can read more about the class on my website. Let me read a little bit. I'm being annoying here, just waiting for some more people to pop in before we get to the eclipse. But let's read something that a student has said about this class. Okay, Leah said, Mal is a gifted teacher of the esoteric arts. She has a unique knack for explaining tarot card meanings in a way that is very clear and easy to remember. Her class materials and the way of instructing are not only effective, they are top notch. I came away from her tarot class with a solid foundation for both my own practice as well as for reading for others, and it was fun. If you are on the fence as to whether or not to take this class with Mal, just do it. You will not regret it. Again, I did not pay Leah to say that. So that is going to start May 23rd. And then lastly, Chicago. I have another in-person event coming up at Satnam. This time it is a Jupiter in Taurus workshop. So that will be on hold Friday, May 26th. Okay, I'm gonna post about that soon. But if you want to attend an in-person astrology workshop in Chicago, I will be having one at Satnam May 26th. About Jupiter in Taurus. Okay. Thanks for coming along for the May announcements. I know that was kind of annoying, but I just wanted to get it out there and have it on the recording. Okay. My friends, happy almost May. Happy almost eclipse. Aren't the 2 weeks between eclipses wild? You know? Like, isn't it kind of wild? Because that 2 weeks, it's like this limbo. It's like this weird pressure cooker where a lot of things start to change and a lot of things start to clarify, and maybe even some things surprise us. Like, who has gotten a new opportunity in the last 2 weeks? Who has, you know, had something kind of come to fruition or clarify for them in the past 2 weeks? Like, this is what happens because eclipse season kind of clears out a lot of the old junk so new stuff can come in. And I was thinking, as some of you know, part of my eclipse story very recently, I have a new part-time job that I'm very thankful for at Five Point Holistic Health in Chicago. If you're looking for acupuncture, massage, therapy, you can come into the space and get a little acupuncture, get a little massage, whatever. But in the past 2 weeks, I'm not giving the acupuncture. Don't worry. I'm just an admin assistant. But it's funny because everybody there is like, most people there have gone to acupuncture school, which is like four or five years, by the way. I had no idea that it took that long to go to acupuncture school. But I guess that was very ignorant of me to just like not, I don't know. It's probably similar to why I get pissed off when people are like, oh, astrology, it's like it, people like their mind is blown when astrology is actually like this really in-depth, intense study, like probably similar to how the acupuncturists feel when people are like, whoa, it takes 4 or 5 years to become an acupuncturist. But anyways, I've been learning a little bit about kind of like the Chinese medicine sort of viewpoints and things like that. And it just has felt like very eclipsy because according to like the laws of acupuncture, we're all made up of different elements. So I think it's water, fire, wood, metal. Water, fire, wood, metal. There's a fifth one. There's a fifth one. Comment below if you know the fifth one. Earth. Earth, duh. Yeah, so we're all made of these five elements. And we can all be sort of balanced or imbalanced at any point, right? And it was kind of reminding me of eclipse season. Like, how much sort of our elemental makeup of our lives, of our bodies, of our spirits kind of come to light. And those elemental imbalances really come to light around eclipse season. So things can be rebalanced and put back into alignment, if that makes sense. And I'll go into that more, but I want to read what y'all are saying about eclipse season. Alice, you said, my entire life has turned upside down in the past 2 weeks in a good way, but too rapid for this little Taurus. I'm excited for you, Alice. It is time. Faye, you said, my big in-between eclipse event is buying a ticket to the PNW for 2 weeks, visiting friends and family. Oh my gosh, that environmental change, I feel, is going to be really, really big. And I wonder, it sounds like potentially your trip is coinciding with Jupiter moving into Taurus, and that's just like such a Jupiter and Taurus kind of place. Like, there's so much lush nature, and yeah, it's going to be really fun. I like that. Anyways, yesterday, sorry, I'm more nasally sniffly than usual. The allergies right now are just off the charts. So I was thinking yesterday, me and my boss were talking about the elements that Chinese medicine kind of presents us, the elements that are sort of makeup, according to Chinese medicine. Metal, wood, fire, water, and earth. Okay. And my boss was teaching me that wood is the element that sort of brings things to the surface, like brings things up. And metal is the thing that brings things down. So, like, for instance, this is just, like, off the top of my head, but, like, let's say you're having, like, some, like, digestive issues or, like, liver or sort of gallbladder stuff where you're, like, kind of flushing something out, you might be prescribed metal or sort of herbs that have that metal kind of sort of signature in order to, like, bring things out, right? Whereas wood can kind of, like, bring things to the surface. Like, literally think of, like, throwing a piece of wood into a lake. It's gonna float, right? So I was just, like, so struck by that metaphor, especially the part about, like, metal kind of being able to, like, bring things out and, like, detoxify things, because something about that felt very Taurus Scorpio eclipse, okay? And even being in this acupuncture place, I've been thinking about, like, how many people come in for pains or certain problems, like acute issues, right? And how, like, a pain, like, who's ever been, like, in a minor, like, had, like, a minor pain? Like, let's say, oh man, like, this weird tweak in my knee keeps happening. But you, like, don't do anything about it, right? And you, like, keep walking on it, you run on it, and it starts getting worse and worse and worse until you can't ignore it anymore. That's kind of eclipse season. It kind of brings to light the accumulation of energy that now can no longer be ignored. So eclipse season, especially the Scorpio eclipse on Friday, May 5th, you know, we're leading up to this moment this week. There's some clarity or understanding about how some maybe relatively minor pain, this could be energetic, this could be physical, this could be spiritual, this could be emotional, how some kind of pain is more layered than we thought, you know, and like how these layers have built and built and built and built over time. And now this has become sort of like an acute issue or an acute problem. And now the eclipse is here to sort of release that in some way. Now, this certainly isn't me sort of predicting any sort of like medical thing for anybody. Like, that's not what I'm saying. I'm more using this as a metaphor. With Scorpio being our full moon this week, it is probably going to be more emotional, like something emotional that has maybe built up over time. And Lauren, you said this analogy tracks because during this time in between eclipses, I confronted two people in my life about some long-standing issues that were bothering me, and now it's been cleared. Totally, that is exactly what I was getting at. Like this week, we might start to feel like I can't ignore this the same way as I used to, or like I can't not address this, or like I can't not... Like, now I'm really feeling the pain of this. Like, it's not just a dull tweak in my knee. Like, now, like, I'm limping when I'm walking, you know? So, there's something like that. Likely, it's a little bit more emotional, energetic, right? You know, and I'm thinking, too, how much we... especially in Western medicine, we downplay how emotions are so very connected to the physical body. Like, for instance, I think the number one killer of men is heart disease, right? And what can men not do in society? They can't emote. They can't feel, right? Like, we've taught them, like, it would not be manly, or it's not societally acceptable for, like, men to emote. Like, men don't cry, right? And then the biggest killer of men is heart disease. Like, come on. Like, there's some psycho-spiritual connection to that, right? Not to be cryptic either, but I do often feel, too, that, like, another huge killer of men are, like, prostate issues, right? And I've always kind of intuitively felt that is connected to, you know, I hesitate to say this. This is maybe a bit problematic, and maybe I should give a little bit of a essay trigger warning, but I do feel like there's a very, very large amount of the population of men who have experienced sexual or SA in their life, right? And have somehow repressed that experience or haven't ever said anything because it's just, like, so shameful in some way. I've always felt like that's somehow connected to prostate issues. Again, who am I? You know, like, I'm not a doctor. I'm not, you know, trained in any sort of official medical studies. But I will say, like, I do think those are some two very extreme examples of how built up emotions, built up stagnant energy gets stored in the body, right? And energy is neither created nor destroyed. Okay, so that's why it's such an ego story when we think, oh, I'm mad, I'm sad, I'm just gonna stick this under the rug. I'm just gonna brush this emotion under the rug and not deal with it. Like, oh, I'm so pissed that that person said that to me, but I don't want to, like, ruffle the feathers of our relationship. I don't want to make a big deal about this. So I'm just going to push it under the rug. And then a week later, you have a rash, some weird rash. You know, like, it's connected, okay? Call me crazy, but it's connected, okay? That's sort of weirdly the vibe of this eclipse season for me. And definitely something that has to do with, you know, the Scorpio eclipse, this Friday. And again, it might not be a physical manifestation. It might also be just something that feels like, wow, this has been a small thing that has built up over time into an acute something. And now I must deal and release this acute moment. Okay. And on top of it, we're in a Mercury retrograde, right? So our exes are texting us. Our, you know, weird people from the past are coming up. Why though? Why? Because we're resolving something, right? We're resolving something in order to move beyond it. Okay. Blue Moon Cocoon, you said, this happened to me and my mom too. I was finally vulnerable enough to be honest with her about some things, and now I feel like she understands more and there's some closure. Yeah, that's a really good one. See how these examples y'all are giving, though? They're leading to some release, you know? They're leading to some positive shift of energy. Cher, you said, I definitely think repressed emotions can manifest in the body. Totally. I mean, my gallbladder flares up a couple times a year, and it almost always correlates with when my mom is driving me up the wall. Right? And the liver and the gallbladder are associated with anger, right? This is why, like, I don't completely cancel someone like Louise Hay. And I know, by the way, like, I know Louise Hay, like, a lot of people with, like, chronic illness have, like, really expressed how not helpful some of her shit is, and I completely agree. Like, I don't think we can, like, cure cancer, even though she claims to have cured her cancer with, like, positive affirmations. Like, I would never go that far. I think the material human world is very complicated, much more complicated than just being able to shift our mindset and get better. But if you do read some of her, like, correlations with different parts of the body, like, you can just Google, like, Louise Hay gallbladder or Louise Hay, like, she pretty much has every single illness that ever would come about. Louise Hay ear infection. Like, just kind of vibe with what she's saying in that. Like, don't completely take her word as God, but just vibe in the energy of what she's getting at. And I do think there is something to it, okay? Alexandra, you said, that explains the rash on my back, all the accumulative emotions. Yeah. And I was just doing a month ahead energy reading, and, you know what card came out? Let me find it. All right, it makes sense. Let me find it. The card is the Five of Wands. Okay, so there's something kind of chaotic about May. And we'll discuss this in tarot class, but maybe the cliche Five of Wands is, the Five of Wands definition is like, oh, there's some kind of fight going on, like a family feud moment, or there's some kind of conflict, which can be true about the Five of Wands, but at the same time, I actually think more often than not, it represents a lot of energies moving at once and potentially a lot of chaos, but not necessarily with ourselves and our own lives. There could be some shifting there, but just the feeling of like a lot of chaos around us. Like, we're astrologically aware in some sense, right? Like, we're trying to tune into the energies as a group. Like, we're trying to, like, really listen into what spirit is saying and advising. Again, I don't think that gives us a moral superiority, but at all, but I also think that if the world around us, who is unaware, is losing their shit, the Five of Wands, and we're kind of just feeling like we're, like, sitting back, like, watching the chaos unfold around us, you know, like that for me is kind of the vibe of, I think, the first 2 weeks of May I'm getting, with the eclipse, with the end of Mercury retrograde. There's going to be some kind of sense for everybody, this sort of like, wow, like, I'm really watching some kind of chaos unfold around me, and how do I react to this, or how do I deal with this, or how do I stay neutral and grounded within this chaos, or how do I address this in a way that doesn't feed to the chaos but might add sort of a medicine instead to the chaos. Yeah. And you know who doesn't tune in spiritually? Some think they do, but they don't. Are our politicians, right? Like, I gotta say, like, you know, 90% of those people are some of the most spiritually unaware people on this planet. And they're the ones, you know, trying to lead a bunch of different people. And I just say this because I think there's something politically chaotic that I'm... Not that we've had political peace, you know, at all in the past, like, 10 years, right? But I think especially in the next 2 weeks, there's something politically chaotic that kind of comes through. And Ellis, you said, I love the metaphor of the Five of Wands, that's everybody's building a tent together, but no one is communicating. They're each going by their own instructions. Very Mercury and Gatorade energy too. Yes, yes. And I think Christine is here. I originally got that metaphor from Christine, who taught me that in the Five of Wands, they saw the Five of Wands people as like all trying to build tent. And I was like, yeah, they're all trying to build a tent, but they're all reading different instructions. They're all sort of, they're all sort of just trying to do their own thing when what is needed, what is more important than the instructions is working together, right? Sam, you said it's really something that King Charles scheduled his coronation for the 6th? No way. That's freaky. That's so freaky. Yeah. Isn't there some, conspiracy theory? I'm about to name some conspiracy theory that's, like, not true. But, like, I swear, I'm pretty sure there's, like, this conspiracy theory about, like, how every single American president is somehow, like, you can track them back to the English monarchy somehow. Like, I don't know. I feel like I didn't, this was pre-TikTok when someone explained this to me, but, like, if you really go into the lineage of each American president, like, eventually you'll get back to the English monarchy in some way, which kind of makes sense. So anyways, that's enough conspiracy theories for today. Let's do this, my friends. I want to pull a card for each sign. And I think it's sort of going to be clarifying with the chaos that we're kind of watching ensue in May, especially this first 2 weeks of May, with all the energy that is kind of being released with the eclipse in Scorpio, especially the built-up energy that's been accumulating over time, right? It's, I'm making the metaphor of, like, ooh, my knee has hurt a little bit and a little bit, but I keep walking on it, and I keep, you know, sort of, like, this pain keeps still building up, and now it's time for me to address it. You know, like, that feels to me like what we're leading up to this week. All right, but let's get some more advice specifically for each sign. You can listen in for your sun, moon, or rising. Just really quick polls. I'll still try to do a few individual polls at the end. Advice for the signs moving through these potentially chaotic moments that we're swimming through. Okay, Aries. Aries, sun, moon, and rising, six of cups. It feels to me like it's a week, in the next week or two surrounding this eclipse. It's really important to pay attention to how the past informs the present. And before you react, really ask yourself, am I acting from a place of my adult self, or am I acting from a place of my sort of distressed or a distressed inner child, or a part of my inner child that feels like an injustice has been done against me? You know, like, that's why, you know, that's why at Whole Foods, like, you know, once in a while I'll see an adult have an adult temper tantrum, like, lose it with, like, some weird thing about, like, returning a carrot or something. You know, what that is, it's not about the carrot. It's more like, oh, my inner child is feeling so unheard, and there's something about this moment that is so triggering to that, that I'm unaware of, right? And I blow up. So don't be that person in Whole Foods yelling at me, the cashier, about a carrot. You know? Like, make sure you, Aries, Sun, Moon, Rising, really kind of tune into how the past is informing the present this week and how that may be affecting your reactions, okay? Taurus, Sun, Moon, and Rising, Ace of Cups. Okay, so Taurus Rising, this is like vulnerability. Taurus, Sun, Moon, Rising. How can vulnerability be the opening for some of these new chapters that are wanting to come in? Like, let's say you have a crush on someone and, like, you really like them. But, you know, there's something there about, like, I really like them, but I'm nervous. And, like, I don't want to tell them I'm nervous. Well, just, like, tell them that you're nervous. And, like, maybe that will release some of the energy that is surrounding this moment. Okay? So, new life follows vulnerability for Taurus, Sun, Moon, Rising this week. Gemini. Sun, Moon, Rising, the Devil. Okay, so it feels to me like this week there's sort of like an old fear or an old vice that you have sort of, it feels like something that you've conquered. You know, but it's coming back up for some reason. And I think it might be coming back up because now you are required to teach someone else how you got through this fear. And that might be way more productive than you re-engaging with the fear itself for yourself. You know, like, I'm imagining, this is like a really weird image, but let's say the fear is a fear of heights. And you've now, you know, you've skydived. So you've gotten over your fear of heights. But for some reason, like, you have this really bad nightmare about heights where you're, like, falling to your death. You wake up and, like, this thought starts to creep in. Like, oh, I'm still afraid of heights. I'm never going to be afraid of heights. I'm never going to overcome this fear. But you're like, wait, I did overcome this fear. And now you're going to invite your friend who's afraid of heights to go skydiving with you and coach them through it. Like, help someone else through the fear in order to help yourself back through the fear. Okay? That's the message, oddly. I don't know where that's coming from, but that just came through for Gemini, Sun, Moon, Rising. Okay, Cancer. Cancer, Sun, Moon, Rising, Ace of Pentacles. Alrighty. New opportunities coming through. I feel like there's a lot of room to say yes right now for Cancer Risings. There's a lot of room for being seen and, kind of, becoming more known in your field or getting the opportunities that you want to get. I think the key is to say yes to these things, but also know what you need to do in the background of your life in order to sustain what you're saying yes to. So, like, know that if you say yes to these gigs, you know, there's something here about, like, needing extra rest. Or if I say yes to this opportunity, I might have to say no to going out tomorrow night because I need to make sure I'm nourishing myself. So, you know, there's some kind of warning of imbalance. It's like a minor warning, but it comes through not that big of a deal, like, just something to be aware of. Okay, so Aries, Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, Leo. Leo, you got the Hermit. All right, so Leo's advice for the chaos of this eclipse this week. Stay out of it, maybe as much as you can. Maybe be Switzerland. Maybe just be, like, doing you and thriving and maybe you can set your intention this week for, you know, having a really great week just with yourself as an individual, you know, thriving within yourself. Don't get too invested in other people's drama this week, and don't let other people pull you in to their chaotic energy, because I think Leo Sun Moon Rising, you could actually have a pretty peaceful week while maybe the people that you know are sort of in their own garbage fire. Like, it's kind of like that one meme where, like, where that person is, like, sitting in that cartoon person is sitting in the room of flames, like, drinking a coffee. Like, it's kind of like that. I can't put my finger to the meme right now, though. Okay, Virgo rising, you got the Hierophant. Virgo rising, sun or moon, you got the Hierophant. Okay, so similar to Aries rising, or the Aries placements, Virgo, be aware of how your conditioning right now is informing how you're reacting to certain things, okay? So, you know, if you're working through your conditioning that does have to do with, like, internalized shame or embarrassment, or maybe you're working on, like, something you were taught as a kid about, like, it not being safe or noble or moral to be seen and noticed for your talents. You know, maybe have a discussion with that part of your conditioning this week. Because I think something this week is sort of freeing you from some long-held piece of shame or piece of, like, it feels like a fear of embarrassment. That's what it feels like. You know, that fear of humiliation, even, I think is actually a very common fear that I hear people talk about a lot. Like, oh, I'm afraid people are talking about me, or I'm afraid people are judging me, or I'm afraid I'm going to be humiliated. And I think something about this week presents an opportunity to rise above that and just let yourself kind of reveal, you know, to the world what it is that you want to give the world. And I think you'll realize that it's kind of much more welcomed than your fears are telling you. Okay, Libra, Sun, Moon, Rising. Let's see here. Libra, Sun, Moon, Rising, Nine of Wands. Okay, something's got to give this week, Libra Rising. Libra Rising, Sun or Moon. I think there's something here when it comes to trying to manage other people's emotions or trying to manage other people's viewpoint of you or perception of you. There's something about this week where it's like, Libra placements are like, I don't even care anymore. Like, I'm usually the one who cares about other people's perception of me, but, like, I don't even care anymore. I just gotta do me, because I'm so burnt out with my other stuff anyways that I'm just gonna do me. So I actually think it's a good week for the Libra placements to separate themselves from sort of their own reputation, you know, and just kind of, if you need to break up with that friend or that partner or that situation, let it go. Like, just let it go. That's how it feels to me for the Libra placements. Okay. Scorpio placements, High Priestess. Okay, it's a very, within the chaos of this week, within the chaos of your own eclipse, Scorpio placements, there is a very divine sound that I'm feeling. Like, I'm actually hearing a whale sound, like the sound of a whale coming up to the surface of the ocean and, like, making that sound they make. I don't know why I'm hearing that, but it seems really beautiful and divine in this moment. So Scorpio risings, pay attention this week for the sound of your own intuition, the sound of your own gods, goddesses, spirit guides. Do know that you may have to create silence within yourself in order to do that. But at the same time, I think that silence could be really needed this week with the eclipse being in your sign. So it's actually a really beautiful reveal this week for the Scorpios. And I think recently my astrology teacher, Adam Ellenboss, he posted something on his YouTube channel about silence. So I haven't watched it yet, but maybe if you need some tips about how to create silence in your life, the Scorpio placements should check that out. Okay. Sagittarius, Sun, Moon, Rising, Page of Cups. Okay. So, I have an interesting feeling that the Sagittarius placements this week are trying to initiate within chaos, like the true Jupiterian that they are. And the Sagittarius placements, it might actually just work out for you. Like, there's chaos at the dance class that you usually go to every Thursday night, and the teacher doesn't show up, and everybody's freaking out, and you're like, hey, I'll teach the class, and someone might just let you hop on the stage and teach the class. Like, the Sagittarius placements, I think you need to offer your gifts and your talents to the world this week within the chaos, and it might just work out for you, okay? And, yeah, that Page of Cups, feels to me like an interesting vibe during this eclipse week. All right, so we have Scorpio, Sagittarius, Aquarius. Okay, interesting. Aquarius placements, two things came out for you. Three of Cups and Four of Swords. Actually, this is giving, be careful of social distractions this week. You may be tempted to distract yourself with, going out and getting a drink with your friends, or going to this new club, or going to this party. I think that distraction element of the earth is really coming through this week for whatever reason for you, Aquarius. But I think the challenge will actually be saying, it would be really fun to distract myself from this internal journey that I'm going on, okay? But actually, what I really do need to do is spend some time with myself and relax, and I need to spend some time, again, in silence with myself. This is similar to the Scorpio risings. So I do think that's a collective message for everybody. Like, when in doubt, don't be afraid to just sit in silence in the peace of yourself this week, especially if we see some chaotic things going on outside of us, right? Okay, Capricorn, Sun, Moon, Rising, Ten of Wands. The reason I'm hesitating is because it feels like so much is on your plate for the Capricorn placements, but at the same time, I don't think the advice is to drop any of it. It feels like you're kind of at the final push of some certain things, and I think maybe the most important thing you can learn from this moment is that in the future, things are going to get easier. And it actually feels like saying yes to certain things are going to sort of let you through into a slightly more easeful life. Like, even if you're saying yes to a promotion or a new house or whatever, like something like really big, like a really big decision is coming through. At the same time, I think in making that big decision, you sort of release yourself from overwhelm and you come into a life that is a bit more easeful that has more space. And I think that's what you have to remember about this eclipse, Capricorn. Like, make sure whatever you're creating right now doesn't mirror the burnout that you're in at this moment. You know, like, make sure whatever you're manifesting and creating in this moment is giving you more space to be with yourself, to have more relaxation, to be with your loved ones, okay? I did Aquarius and Capricorn out of order. Sorry. Now it's just Pisces? Did I forget anybody else but Pisces? Tell me if I forgot you. Okay. And the last card, Pisces, Sun, Moon, Rising. All right. Pisces, Sun, Moon, and Rising. Moon and Eight of Wands. Ooh. Pisces, this is your card, the moon. So out of all the signs, you actually know inherently how to navigate the dark, mysterious terrain of the moon better than anybody. And I think that there's something here about the Eight of Wands being, you are rewarded by sitting in the unknown and staying calm. Because when you can find peace and calm in the unknown, aligned things will come to you. But if you panic and start grabbing at things just to feel a sense of false knowing, you might grab at the thing that you didn't even want, right? So there's something here about the more you can cope with being in the unknown and have faith in this moment of the unknown, the more easily the aligned thing is going to be able to find you without hiccups. All right, my friends, that is our tarot sign forecast for this week of the eclipse. We have about 10 minutes left, so let's do some individual polls. While y'all are typing those down, down below, I will answer as many as I can. In the meantime, my tarot class begins Tuesday, May 23rd. So I'd love to have you join this cohort. If you know anybody who wants to join tarot class, please tell them about this class. I am a queer, trauma-informed teacher. I set up the class to be very friendly to neurospicy, highly sensitive individuals, okay? So if you know anybody who has been needing something like that, send them my way. Okay. Let's see. Okay, Pam, I would love a card about love. Two of Swords. There's not enough information right now to make a decision about anybody. you know, and I think there's some kind of self-knowledge that you're still collecting about yourself that is going to inform how you choose your next mate. That makes it sound like you're like a zoo animal or something. But you know, your next partner, I think spirit is trying to get you to realize that you have a lot more agency in choosing and manifesting this person than you think you do. But at the same time, I think you're still downloading those true qualities, the knowledge of the qualities that you really want in a person. So if you feel like you don't have enough information about different people, if you feel like your options are a little bit limited right now, it's kind of because there's some more internal reflection that it is kind of going on at this moment, right? Jess, you said, can you pull a card for my week ahead? Any warning or medicine coming through? No warning, Jess. The Seven of Pentacles. You get this card, Jess. This is like your soul card. As like a Mars and Aries person, I could see why. Because it's like, how do I make this moment of waiting meaningful? You know, how do I transmute the waiting? Because waiting can very quickly turn into impatience, misery, suffering. How do I transmute that and make this moment into something meaningful? You know, like that feels to me like the ongoing medicine. Okay. Israb, you said, I would love a card. Career topics are on your mind. Okay. All right. Hanged One. I'm getting that more information is still being revealed. It's potentially some new information is coming in around the time of the eclipse on May 5th, and also Mercury will be stationing direct. What day is that? Mercury is direct on Mother's Day, May 14th. So I would say we still are cooking in some element of the unknown come May 14th. But at the same time, something comes through. This is something I sometimes take my clients through, even though I'm not sure if it's really helpful for them. But it's sort of like, what's the worst that can happen in this situation? Like, what is the manifestation of the worst fear in this situation? And would that actually be that bad? You know, and sometimes it would really be that bad. And most of the time, those situations are very, very highly unlikely, right? But then on the other hand, you know, if the worst case situation is like, I have to leave my job and start over, you know, like, would that be really bad? Like, you know, like, so there's something there about with the Hanged One. It's like, actually sort of engage with your fear about the job stuff and see where it takes you in these 2 weeks where you're still kind of in the unknown. Lauren, you said, I would love a card, an anchor card for the eclipse. Nine of Pentacles. Love it. I love it. You're just doing you. You know, you're sort of relaxed, moisturized, nourished. What's that meme? You guys know what I'm talking about. I think really like soak in the Taurus energy, right? Like, even though Mercury's in retrograde, like Mercury's in Taurus, the Sun's in Taurus, Jupiter's about to be Taurus. Like, you know, soak up what gives you pleasure in this week and focus on that and see how that will kind of anchor you through this eclipse. Even if it's just like making an intention to like make a really delicious breakfast every morning this week. Even that like could go a long way. Ellis, you said, how and where can I afford to protect and reserve my energy? Five of Pentacles in reverse. Would you say that a lot of your energy is going towards worrying about financial material safety? You know, and that coming out in reverse, you know, I'm definitely not trying to downplay financial stress, especially in this economy where groceries, Jesus Christ. Guys, my monthly grocery bill is astronomical, and I constantly feel like I don't have anything to eat. Like, I'm like, oh, there's nothing. Like, do you feel that way? Like, it's like, how do I go to the grocery store and spend $100 and I bring home, like, eggs? You know? Like, I don't know. So, anyways, I'm that being said, yes, financially, things are actually, like, legitimately stressful right now. But don't let that monkey mind tell you that you're unsafe, Ellis, because I actually know the universe has you in a blanket of eternal safety. Maybe there's some kind of affirmation that you could have this week that is actually helpful. Like, maybe it is the universe has me wrapped in a blanket of eternal safety. And I think the energy that you're giving towards the narrative of being unsafe or unstable or whatever, it doesn't necessarily feel true, you know? So that's where I feel like the energy drain is at the moment. Alexandra, you said, I need a card for this week's Scorpio moon eclipse. Yeah. Oh my God. This is so funny, Alexandra. You being a Scorpio moon, it's the Scorpio full moon lunar eclipse. You got the death card, which is the Scorpio card. I actually think it's really good to see the death card here, because it feels to me like decisions are being made. It feels to me like things are being resolved. And with these decisions being made, chapters are ending and new things are beginning. And I had someone, yeah, I think it was me. I was checking someone in at the acupuncture place, and they were saying, like, oh yeah, like, I'm a teacher, or they, like, work in a school, and they were like, this time of year is graduation, so it's, like, super busy. And I immediately thought of, like, both the death card and the world card in the tarot, and I was like, oh, I never thought about that. Like, people who work in schools, around May, June, there's big death card world energy, because some people are graduating, some people are finishing a grade, some people are going off to college. It's a time to look back at your accomplishments, you're getting final grades, you're getting your reports. Like, there's a lot of ending energy in the air. So I think, Alexandra, these endings, though, are going to feel like a relief to you. Okay. Oh, Allie, you said, could you pull a card for my cat that has fallen paralyzed? Group prayer would be welcome, too. Oh, my gosh, yeah. I'm in full agreement, Allie, that whatever's going on with your cat will be resolved, that they will find the right medicine or the right thing to help them feel better. And I got the Ten of Pentacles here. So that makes me feel like people are willing to, like, help you with this stressful time. So if you are, like, taking your cat to the vet, but you need someone to watch your dog, you know, ask your friends, ask your community members, ask your neighbors. Like, don't downplay the amount of support that is surrounding you at this moment, okay? That's how it feels to me. yeah, Ellis. Okay, you're working on releasing that scarcity mindset. Totally. I get it. Me too. Okay. Friends, it has been a jam-packed witch church. I'm glad that we got together today. And we did some collective polls. And I think that's, like, about it. I'm looking forward to seeing what this eclipse reveals to all of us. I know we'll handle it. Whatever comes, we'll handle it. So feel free to book with me for the month of May. My books are open. Again, tarot class starts May 23rd. That's about it. my friends. I'm excited for this eclipse too, Alexandra. And have a wonderful rest of your Sunday, and I'll see you guys next week.